Now, I want you to picture this. It's Friday night, you're bone tired, all you've got is some off milk and stale bread in the fridge. What do? You order takeaway. And ordering takeaway is as easy as 1, 2, 3 these days. A few taps on an app and your food is cooking. And a delivery rider will pick up the order and bring it right to your doorstep. Unfortunately, many of these riders are risking life and limb to make sure food is delivered as quickly as possible. Now, for some, road accidents resulting in death have been a tragic reality. 5 food delivery riders have died on Sydney roads since late September, and one of the unions is demanding legislative action. Jack Boutros is a campaigner for the Transport Workers Union, and he joins us now to tell us more about the challenges delivery people face. Jack, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Willie. Thanks for having me.
Now, how much does an average delivery rider make in an hour, and how does this compare to other non-gig economy wages?
Yeah, so these workers are grossly underpaid. So the average hourly rate is $10 an hour. That's half the minimum wage. As it's probably not surprising that 71% earning that amount are struggling to pay for bills or buy their own food. That is way below the standard in the transport industry. No worker in the traditional transport sector expects to earn $10 an hour or could survive earning $10 an hour.
What kind of protections are in place for these delivery riders in terms of things like minimum wage or even insurance?
Yeah, so there are no protections in place because companies like Uber and Deliveroo intentionally call these workers independent contractors, so they don't have to provide any basic work rights or entitlements. That means they don't have access to a minimum wage, they don't have access to workers' compensation if they're hurt or injured. They're not provided any safety gear or protection. These companies can mistreat them, they can sack them at any time, and these workers have no recourse.
So the conditions actually sound really quite dire. What makes the job even more dangerous than choosing to ride to work? Because in effect, isn't it the same thing? Someone's on a bike on a road. However, we're seeing the delivery riders really being impacted most severely at the moment.
So what makes it more dangerous than somebody just riding to work is the work pressures that these food delivery workers are placed under. So for starters, we mentioned the pay. When you're paid $10 an hour and you're struggling to feed yourself, then you are more likely to work harder, to work longer, to work faster, just to get by, just to make a living. And when you're doing that on our roads, it means that you're usually putting yourself at risk and risking your life. Add to that that the companies like Uber and Deliveroo force these riders to accept an order within a few seconds. So a delivery rider will be riding down the street. They'll get a notification pop up on their screen. They've got to look down at their screen, make a snap decision to accept an order, look back up and hope they haven't been hit by a car in the process of doing that. If they deliver orders too slowly or they reject too many, these companies can sack them and do sack them indiscriminately at any time. And again, I mentioned they have no way to appeal any kind of unfair sacking or termination. They're provided no safety gear, no training. It's just really a cocktail for death and decay in this industry. And it's not surprising that given all this, 73% of workers we survey are scared of being killed every time they start work. 36% have been seriously injured already. And of those, 80% receive no support from the companies they work for.
The Transport Workers Union is advocating for an independent tribunal and calling for the government to regulate companies like Uber and Deliveroo. How would this improve the safety and well-being of these delivery riders?
Yeah, so we are calling for this tribunal to be set up so it can provide rights and entitlements to these workers, which can ensure they can do their work safely, which can lift the lid on these work pressures, these deadly work pressures, which are squeezing these workers and pushing them to the limits. No worker should have to start work fearing for their lives. No worker should have to accept less than a minimum wage. The tribunal would be set up to really make sure that is the case. And it's important to note here, sometimes this is couched in a bit of a a divide between contractors and employees. I just want to mention that at our union, we have 20,000 members who work as contractors. They get paid well because they have access to minimum conditions and entitlements secured through collective bargaining and union agreements. What's not okay is when companies like Uber and Deliveroo call their workers contractors only to drive them into poverty and to undermine their safety.
Why do you think the government hasn't offered better protection so far?
I wish I could tell you. I mean, we've seen these issues for the last couple of years. I've spoken to countless families who've lost loved ones. I've seen the tears of friends and communities every time this has happened. The government has been deadly silent on this for years. We're encouraged, obviously, by the government at least recognising that there's a problem here, but I can't tell you why they haven't acted to date, and I can tell you we really need them to act now.
Last Thursday, the state government announced a task force to investigate the gig economy. How long do you think it will take for the federal government to legislate basic labour rights for these workers?
Yeah, look, I think, in short, it's going to take too long. And we've got real concerns about this task force because, for starters, the Minister, Kevin Anderson, when announcing the task force, said that he was simply going to approach companies, talk to them and, you know, suggest improvements. These are the companies which created this mess in the first place. We can't trust them to be able to solve this situation. We need government to step up and show some leadership here. We need them to address these deadly work pressures. And we need workers involved in this process. They've got to be at the forefront of these discussions because they're the ones suffering here.
Jack Boutros, thank you so much for your time this morning. I think it's a really important issue, and I think we need to, like you say, it needs to be addressed sooner rather than later.
Thank you, really. Thanks for having me.